goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Divorce Hour, and I'm your host, Larry Bloom. Thank you for joining me. I want to first thank my listeners for putting up with me from last week when I left the divorce subject and dealt with summer camp. Judging by the numbers from last week, I think we did okay. I think that nobody seemed to mind too much. And who knows, maybe I'll even delve off of that, the divorce subject in the future. But today, I am joined by Anna Maria Moore of Soulfully Delicious Health Coaching. Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you, Larry?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm terrific. Thank you for having me here.
Good. We're talking about sugar today, right?
Yeah.
Let's start positively.
Absolutely.
What sugars are good?
Oh, well, we all need sweetness in our lives. So the best way to do that is to take a breath and enjoy the day.
Okay.
That's no calories. But if you want to eat something sweet, the best thing to do is to start off using natural sugars as opposed to refined white sugar. So fruit is an excellent way. And right now, with this in New York City, it's very hot. And fruit is just the natural food that's available to us in the farmer's market. If you were to look, you'd see lots of fruit, and it would be very, if you ate it, it would be very sweet and delicious and also very cooling to your system. So you'd feel a lot more comfortable in this hot and humid climate.
So I wouldn't have to worry about eating any kind of berries?
Eat berries.
I love berries.
Berries, it's the season now for
they're berry good.
Exactly.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
I'm always going to be a fan of yours. So start with fruit. I would start with fruit. If that's not enough, go to the next thing, raw honey. And you can get raw honey at the local at our farmer's market from local bees.
So it's
very good for your allergies as well.
Okay.
And then after that, you can then have to go to the store and try. There's barley syrup, there's rice syrup, there's agave, raw organic agave.
Agave, don't they make tequila from agave?
That's right, same plant.
So tequila's okay?
Alcohol is a sugar.
Okay. It's not a good sugar.
Well, in moderation, everything is okay. Even moderation in moderation's okay once in a while.
Okay.
But yeah, you want to have take a look at the sweets available in a natural health food store. You'd be surprised how many things are out there. Date sugar is another one. But I think for most people, what's easy to find is raw honey and fruit.
Okay. Now, the bad things. Things are processed white flour. Mm-hmm. High fructose corn syrup.
That's
and
right.
Those artificial sweeteners, right?
That's right. And those are really unnecessary for you to consume. Your body doesn't really know what to do with it. So the problems that come from your body trying to deal with it causes a lot of imbalances. So some of the imbalances that you'll find from eating white processed sugar are insulin resistance, fat accumulation, mood swings, serotonin uplift diminished over time, energy lags. Who needs that? When you could have raw honey and have the same sweetness in your life and taste and not have so many ups and down rushes and mood swings, and certainly putting on weight. It creates a mood swing for me in the morning when I try and put on my pants.
And you're not in the middle of a divorce either.
So don't make things worse for yourself. Things are, when adding the sugar, it's very difficult to balance. So by going to the natural sweeteners. It's easier. Oh, and I forgot to mention, sweet vegetables are fantastic to diminish one's cravings for sugar.
What's a sweet vegetable?
Sweet vegetables come
yams?
To mind. Yams, exactly. Those are number one sweet vegetable to go to.
And that's okay? You can eat that? That's not a carb problem?
No, because it's got fiber in it. And, yeah, it is a starchy vegetable, and for some people it's going to be a problem, but your body knows how to handle a yam.
Okay.
It doesn't really know how to handle...
A Twinkie.
Twinkies, oh my gosh. You know, then you're there's a friend of mine wrote a book about the ingredients in Twinkies, and most of them are not things that you'd really want to digest. And your body doesn't know what to do with it, but it also doesn't know what to do with a donut. White flour, white sugar, the yam... You'll eat it. Your body knows what to do with it. It will digest it quickly. It will assimilate it quickly, and it will eliminate it quickly. So there's no chance of accumulating fat when you eat yams.
Okay. Let's go back to the mood swings and sugar. Tell me about that. Let's talk about that in more detail, because truthfully, when people are going through a divorce, they're eating comfort foods.
Exactly.
And you know what my comfort foods were when I was going through my divorce. They were Oreos and they were Malamars. Those were my, and potato chips. Mm-hmm. Those were my comfort foods. How did that affect my mood? How does that affect one's mood, not mine?
Yeah, your mood. You're the best one to talk about that. But for most people, what happens is you get an initial high from eating the sugar, and you'll feel very elated and really happy that you're eating this sugar at that moment. But the after effects, it's very brief that you're going to feel that good about having eaten the sugar. Depending on what you've eaten, probably within the hour, your mood will start to tank and your energy level goes along with it. And then you need to do it again. So if you were to write a journal about what you're eating, you'd probably find that at 8 o'clock you ate something sugary, and probably by 10 you needed a second breakfast, and by 12:30 you needed lunch, and by 3 you needed snack and probably a coffee, and then 5:30 you need another snack before you get to home to have your dinner, and then by you eat your dinner and then you're exhausted.
You're eating all day long.
You're eating all day long. You don't have any energy, and your mood is not going to be that uplifted as it would be eating more natural foods.
And ladies and gentlemen, if your mood is that way, you're not showing to the world, your new world, your new single world, your best side.
Absolutely.
So we are here today with Anna Maria Moore. Anna, tell us a little bit about yourself. Why should we listen to you?
I'm a food maniac. I studied the Institute of Integrative Nutrition. I graduated in 2007 as a health coach. Before that, I was an attorney and then a stay-at-home mom. And it was really in that transition from attorney to stay-at-home mom that I found that working with food made such a difference to my health. I had always had a lot of health problems, and I found that eating more naturally solved a lot of issues that I didn't have to go to the doctor for anymore. And then I started practicing on my kids, and they grew very strong. By the way, sugar, white sugar, drops immunity for 2 hours every time you consume it. It really depletes your system chemically. And I've found that I was raising children that rarely had any illnesses.
Okay, we're going to talk more about this when we come back. I am with Anna Maria Moore of Soulfully Delicious. And this is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Rod Stewart says, do you think I'm sexy? I'm not going to ask that question today. Maybe next week, but not today. I am here with Anna Maria Moore, Soulfully Delicious Health Coaching. We're talking about sugar and we're talking about diet, how it affects your mood, particularly when going through a divorce. Anna, before I cut you off before the break, you were telling us about your background. My favorite question, why should we listen to you?
I walk my talk. I've gone through a lot of things that have brought me to where I am, and I find that having made changes in my life little by little have made huge differences, have made a difference in my relationship with myself, with my family, with others. And I am in control of how food affects my life. And I found that to be a very powerful way to live. And also a very liberated way to live, because sometimes I want to eat some sugar. And if I do so, I want to be able to do it in a way that is relaxing and enjoyable and doesn't start me on a cycle again of having no energy and then I'm in a bad mood and then I'm starting the cycle again of eating sweets.
So how do you do that? How do you get that sweet and not fall into the cycle?
Well, the best way is to eat naturally, and so that the white sugar treats fall really by the wayside, and then you eat them once in a while at a party or a special event, because I don't want to be the person that says, oh, no, thank you so much, the great birthday cake, but I'm not eating that. It makes everyone else feel bad, and, like, what's wrong with them for eating
that? So when
you
say, I want a sliver... And then we always say sliver. We didn't say sliver. That's a good thing.
It should be, because that's the balance in life, is to be able to enjoy the community that we're part of. Because that's what's really what makes our lives full and sweet. And we should be looking for that community and to expand our relationships rather than expanding our relationship with a bag of sugar.
Got it. You know, I think we could do a whole show on community around food. I would think that, you know, I know in my post-married life, I am doing my activities where food is secondary rather than the primary thing. For instance, instead of going out to dinner as my activity, I am going to play golf, or I am, you know, I'm going dancing.
That's great.
So I think that our society is so sedentary that it lends us to eating more. And the more that we eat, the better chance we have of eating something that's not so good for us.
True. Well, the other thing is that people do center their activities around food. And it is best to, if you're in a group, to maybe make an agreement that you're going to make healthier, bring healthier foods into the group. For example, when I go to a barbecue, I'm usually called upon to bring the salads.
Okay.
And I'll bring the salads. So they all look to me for the vegetables. It doesn't mean that I'm anti anything else that's part of the barbecue. But anyway, that's an aside. But I do promote people having primary food. What you're talking about is what makes our lives rich. And that's what's important. And then as a holistic health coach, we look at that as the primary food and then the food that we eat as the secondary food. And that should support us in our activities.
Okay.
So if you're eating a lot of sugary foods, for example, that are increasing your waistline and you don't have the energy to exercise, then you're out of balance. But if you eat something that can be more nourishing for you so that you have energy and then can exercise, then your life is in balance. And I invite people to spend often less time around food. Like maybe in the beginning they have to think about food a lot. Think about like, oh, okay, I'm going to use raw honey instead of white sugar. And that may be a big thought process in the beginning, but very shortly it'll cease because then your gut intelligence takes over where you feel better by eating that way. And then you don't have to think about it ever again because that is your natural inclination. You've now made a new habit of eating this raw honey, let's say, instead of white sugar. And you just, if you can't have the raw honey, then you go without because you don't want to go where white sugar takes you. And there's no discipline in that at all. There's just a discipline in the beginning of thinking about it. And then after that, your body takes over.
I am a reformed coffee addict.
Yay.
I have not had a cup of coffee in 21 years. However, I still consider myself an addict. I can smell it and I want it. Back in the day, I would set my alarm for 6 a.m. and I would set the coffee maker for 5:30 a.m.
Mm.
And I would drink before I got in the shower. That was how addicted I was.
Mm-hmm.
I measured my consumption in pots, not in cups. And I've replaced it with tea, a lot of herbal tea. And I find that when I put honey in it, that's a treat for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing myself a service, is that what you're telling me, rather than white sugar or, dare I say, Sweet and Low or Splenda?
Yeah, have a treat. You're allowed to have a treat, and having raw honey is an excellent treat. And you're not eating sugar, so that's fine. For some people, what I'm talking about is really for healthy people that their sugar is in balance can have raw honey. For people that have candida, yeast imbalance, that may not be okay to have. They may be better off really cutting out all the sugar. And that's one of the imbalances that can be caused from eating excessive white sugar, is it totally throws off your natural digestive flora, and then you really have problems. That sugar will lead to brain fog, and then you really have no ability to concentrate, to focus on what you need to do in life. Much less alone, focus on what you need to put on your fork. So having some raw honey is great. Having it in the morning, great having it in the evening, because what I find, people have an all or nothing attitude approach. This does not serve anyone well. Oh, well, I'm not having any sugar. Oh, I had a little bit, so I'm just going to keep on going. It's better to have a little bit and just make that part of your life so that you don't feel so restricted that then you have to go off the wagon, and then you set yourself up for binging. And then you feel bad about yourself. And really, there's no moral quality to food. You don't become a better person for eating in a certain way or eating in another way. There's no moral attachment whatsoever to food.
However, your mood does affect your moral attachment one way or the other.
It does. If you're a banshee because you need more sugar, this is a problem.
I mean, I know I've been in court and I say I need the sugar rush.
Mm-hmm.
I just get me through that last hour of the trial, and I don't care if I crash after that.
Right, because that's a stressful situation, and you were set up that way. You'd been set up that way.
I guess I have. I had a boss who lived between. Actually, it's now a Dunkin' Donuts, but it was a regular donut store between his apartment and the office, which was only a couple of blocks away. And he lived off of that stuff, so naturally I lived off of that stuff for a while. And that's not so good. Anna, how can our listeners reach you if they want to consult with you?
They can call me at 917-848-8295. Or they can email me at Anna, A-N-A. At AnnaMariaMoore.com.
That's easy. Moore is M-O-O-R-E?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. What else do I want to talk about here? I think I want to talk about... Tell me about the serotonin. Serotonin deals with sleep, doesn't it?
The serotonin affects several aspects of our chemical balance. It definitely affects sleep. It also affects feeling good about yourself, whether you're depressed or not. Serotonin goes up. Serotonin is created in the gut, mm-hmm. and then it has to travel through the bloodstream and go up into the brain. And the brain allows a certain amount of serotonin. So it's not like you can make more serotonin and then that's going to go into your brain. No, the brain only allows a certain amount of serotonin in at a time.
And we're going to talk about how sugar impacts that serotonin when we come back. We are here with Anna Maria Moore of Soulfully Delicious talking about divorce, sugar, and mood. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and we are, as always, at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
We're back. I am here with the naturally sweet Anna Maria Moore talking about sugar. For my loyal listeners, that, of course, were the Archies singing Sugar, Sugar. Do you know that the Archies were actually a house band at ABC Studios? They weren't a real band. They were just musicians that ABC TV had.
They were like fake sweeteners.
They were like fake sweeteners.
But it worked.
It did work. It was the number one song for a year. I think it was 67, but I could be wrong.
That's funny.
Let's talk about one of my favorite subjects, the family dinner. I'm a man. I go out to work. I come home. My stay-at-home wife has been with the kids all day, and she decides what I'm having for dinner.
And it's not what suits you.
Or it's not what's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what was appropriate.
Yeah. That's when you have to send that woman to me.
Send that woman? Either that or send that woman to me for a divorce.
That's a problem. Women are they are stressed out. There's too much information out there about what they're supposed to be feeding everyone.
Right.
Then they make decisions, you know, for however they could be thinking about them. They could be working on their own cravings, and they feed their children and their husband their cravings. It's not in balance with what needs to be fed to the whole family. And it's a big issue. And then you find some women that go on the other extreme, and they make four different meals for that same event. And all four family members are eating different foods.
Oh, my God.
So it can be very, very stressful. The ideal is to have some clean protein, have some vegetables offered, and some whole grain. And that's...
Tell me. I'm not so smart. What's the difference between processed white flour and whole grain?
Night and day.
Well, tell me, because I don't know.
Okay, so processed white... So this is the problem with processed white flour, which, oh, by the way, turns into... it has a reaction on your insulin level, the same as sugar. Within about 15 minutes of consumption, your blood sugar is rising. Insulin has to be sent out to bring that blood sugar down. So white flour can be just as detrimental as white sugar. And there are many diabetics who will say, oh, but I never eat sugar. But they've been eating white bread all their lives.
Right.
And not enough vegetables. So anyway, getting back to white flour. White flour is the flour with the bran taken off. And when the bran's taken off, a lot of vital nutrients are removed. But then it gets enriched and vitamins are returned. But without one key, there's three nutrients aren't returned, minerals. But the one key mineral that is not returned is chromium. And chromium is a mineral that helps the body balance sugar.
Ah.
Right? So now you've taken on this enriched flour, which why would it be better than natural? But there you are. And it's ground up. And that's why it's flour. And so it goes into the body very quickly. Whole grain is the actual kernel, seeds. So things made from whole grain are a step better than white flour, but they're not as good as we've all seen brown rice, for example. That is the kernel with the bran on it. If you were to stick that into the ground, it would grow.
Okay.
So that's what you want to look for, is things that are so natural that if you stuck them in the ground, they'd grow. That's a whole grain. That's what happens with quinoa. It's a seed. You can wash that, cook it. It will be processed in your body so much differently than the white flour. It will be at a much lower glycemic load or rate, which is to say that when it enters your blood, when it enters your digestive system, it will cause your blood sugar to rise very little.
Moderately.
And then you'll have nice energy throughout the day from eating a whole grain, as opposed to eating white flour, like a muffin or
Wonder Bread,
or the common egg sandwich that everyone gets on the corner, which 2 hours later is going to get you to want to have a snack, or you're going to have a cup of coffee, and then have at lunch, you're going to then eat something that's white flour again. And for most people, they say, well, I have a variety. Now I'm having pizza. But it's really the same as having the egg sandwich, because it's both made out of white flour, and it's causing that sugar imbalance once again.
Okay, you used the term before, clean protein. What's a clean protein?
Well,
I assume a dirty protein.
Well, clean protein. For example, beef today, when you are what you eat. And the animals are as well. So if
we're eating corn-fed beef, we're eating the corn, which is the high fructose corn syrup.
Well, you're eating corn. And high fructose corn syrup is processed in a certain way, and I challenge you to make it in your house. You know, that $30 million campaign, if it's all natural, go ahead, make it in your house if it's so natural. You don't have the equipment. You don't have the chemistry set. It's not natural. And it's not, and the body doesn't process it the same way that it processes sugar. And in fact, it goes through your liver and it sends off triglycerides. So it will make your blood fatter. And that's why you have people getting fatter on high fructose corn syrup.
So beef isn't so good.
So anyway, beef. So when I say beef, when I say clean protein, I say eat. You know, some of us can do without ever eating beef, red meat. But some of us need it. So if you feel that you need it to get through your day, eat beef, but eat grass-fed beef. If you can find organic grass-fed beef, all the better, because it's eating beef without any of the additives or hormones or the corn, which causes inflammation when you eat it. So many people have an inflammatory response from eating beef, so they let go of beef, but maybe they need beef. And if they had organic grass-fed beef, they would be able to eat it. So it's worth it to find a source for that and then eat a little bit of it. Don't eat a lot. You don't need to eat a 16-ounce steak.
16-pound steak.
16-ounce steak, right? That's what they serve in the restaurants. You can eat 6 ounces and feel really very good. And that's the other thing is sometimes the sugar imbalance is caused by lack of protein. Now, I'm not saying going out and eat lots of hamburgers, but you have to watch like what protein you're eating to be in balance for your that's one of the things that triggers sugar cravings.
I would imagine that chicken and fish are good sources of protein, clean protein.
Yeah, you want to eat sugar. You want to eat. You want to eat chicken, fish, legumes, tofu, a little tofu. Tempeh is very high.
You do love that tofu, don't you?
No, actually, I don't. I eat very little tofu. But I like eggs, and I love black beans. They're a high source of calcium and fiber.
Okay. Food and self-esteem.
Okay.
I don't know that I even want to start that right this minute, because I know we're coming up against the break. I think we'll come to that when we finish the break. Again, tell our listeners, Anna, how they can reach you.
Okay, so you can reach me at www.annamariamoore.com. You can email me at anna@annamariamoore.com, or you can call me, 917-848-8295. Please leave a message. Thank you.
Very good. This is the Divorce Hour. We're talking food. We're talking mood. We're talking, of course, divorce, because that's the only thing I know anything about. This is the Divorce Hour. I'm Larry Bloom here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
We'll be right back.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
With a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel.
If anybody's interested in me, I actually recite, I don't sing them, I recite those words to the mirror every morning. It's a great way for me to start the day. That, of course, Carole King and the song Beautiful. I am here with the beautiful Anna Maria Moore. And we are talking about food. We're talking about sugar. We're talking about mood. We're talking about divorce. Tell me about food's relationship to ruts and self-esteem.
Well, I think one of the mentalities that hurts us is an all or nothing mentality, and people will decide they don't want to eat sugar anymore, but they feel what they feel, and so they then turn to comfort foods, and those comfort foods may be something sweet or something
salty,
and usually there's a yin yang approach about that. People will tell me, oh, no, I don't have any sweet cravings. I just have salty cravings. Well, their diet may actually incorporate the sweet foods all the time. So the only cravings they ever have is what they're not eating, which is the salt, which has been caused by eating all the sugar. The body always wants to stay in balance. So I find it very funny when I hear it, because now I recognize it, the person that's eating a bag of Cheetos has probably had a very sweet cereal for breakfast, for example.
Okay.
So what happens is this all or nothing mentality, I think, holds us back from being being all that we can be. Because we're either good or we're bad, or winners or we're losers, and really we're just human. And what I find for people when they are looking for food for comfort instead of finding some other way to comfort themselves is that they're eating until their waistband becomes a very strong reality and presence in their having in their consumption. And then they can think about how terrible they are for having eaten until their waistband hurts them.
And that takes the place of them feeling bad about other things in their lives.
Exactly. So, the thing to do is to feel the feeling and eat anyway. And give yourself permission to eat your cookie or your donut or whatever it is that you need to chew through and chew on the thought of what is happening to you. Because the longer that you can stay with that emotion and be present, the sooner you can resolve it. It's repressing and running away from the feeling that people can do that for decades. And that will keep you in a cycle of repeat binging or repetitive eating, destructive behavior. Whereas if you can just feel the feeling, feelings are like the weather. Check it out. Write down your feelings through one day. You will go through all kinds of feelings, and then they pass. Some feelings you act upon, and some feelings you don't. And those negative feelings that you're acting upon are usually the one, through eating, are usually the ones you're trying to repress. So let it out. Feel them. And they will soon, you will soon be able to get rid of them. Or at least, at the very least, you will recognize that it's those feelings that are triggering that eating response. And you say, oh, I'm just feeling bad. I'm going to sit here and feel bad instead of I'm going to sit here and eat so that I don't feel bad. Because you're going to feel bad again. It's going to happen.
But then you're going to feel bad about eating.
And then, yes. And then you need new clothes. And then your whole, all your activities around getting new clothes because you didn't eat. And then now you're focusing on your body and your diet. And you're not focused on what's really going on, which are these feelings that are just you being human, and it's important to just accept our humanity. And the sooner we can do that, the sooner that we can move forward in the direction that we want to go in.
Explain to me binge eating. And when I, let me tell you my binge. I'll be like the little kid with a box of Oreos, double stuff, of course, and I would eat top of one, top of another, and then I would make a quadruple stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think one of those would be sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't stop at one. I eat the whole bag.
Okay, so...
box, whatever they come in.
So binge eating is part of the all or nothing. I've eaten half the bag. I might as well eat the rest of the bag. So, no, because I've eaten that. Or... you know, there's so many little mental games go on with how you can binge eat. But I still think it's about repressing the feelings. But if you get yourself caught in this kind of thing, the best thing to do is really, once again, really enjoy what you're doing. Like, really enjoy your Oreo. Go slowly. Go as slowly as possible. And really savor it. And you might find that you can get away with eating one or two. And that is good enough.
Interesting.
And it happens. And you just go slowly, slowly. And enjoy what you're doing. And be in touch with what the feelings are that
well,
are
I think
with
that's an
that.
That's an important thing for food in general. I mean... as silly as the sound, don't eat at the Dashboard Diner, my favorite place to eat. Don't eat there.
No, don't.
The service is lousy. Don't eat, you know, concentrate on what you're doing. Chew your food and slow down. And I think those are things that center you and so that you can experience it. And I would agree with you that if you're in a bad mood about something else, experience the bad mood, figure out what it's all about, and don't try to mask it with food.
Absolutely.
So, I think we should talk. I want to go back to the serotonin thing a little bit.
Okay.
Your body produces it. The sugar stops you from producing it, or it hyperproduces it.
No, what really is going on, I think, there's chemical things that are happening. But what you need for serotonin is magnesium in your body.
And magnesium, that's bananas?
No, that's deep.
Oh, that's potassium, excuse me.
Yeah, deep greens, almonds, seaweed, chocolate.
Chocolate?
Chocolate. Oh, yes. So if you want to eat chocolate, just,
yes,
that's made with sugar, you want to have the highest amount of cocoa. So like 70% or higher, because then it'll have less sugar. So you'll have less of the negative effects and more of the positive effects of chocolate.
And those are usually more the darker or bittersweet.
Exactly. Thank you. So you need magnesium in your body. White sugar doesn't have any nutrients whatsoever in it. So what happens is when it goes through your body, first of all, it's acidic. Then it has no, because it's acidic and it has no nutrients, your body has to buffer it. And the way it'll buffer it is by taking minerals out of your body, out of your bloodstream, like magnesium and calcium, in order to buffer it. And if it's not in your bloodstream, then it'll take it out of your bones. So that's why eating sugar over a long time, you'll find not just decay, but you'll find gum loss, for example.
Osteoporosis.
Osteoporosis. Yeah, there's a host of problems that will come from mineral deficiencies. And you can notice people chewing their fingernails.
I do that.
Mineral deficiency. And so white sugar causes that. And you need the magnesium in order to create the serotonin that's going to make you feel happy. That's why chocolate makes you feel good. But if the white sugar is taking it away, it's taking away the minerals that you need to feel your best. And some people eat it excessively.
So if you want to be happy for the rest of your life,
eat a balanced diet.
Eat a balanced diet. Make an ugly woman your wife. what else? Wonder Bread really doesn't build the body 12 ways?
Not that I know of.
Okay. How come they can say that? Or they used to be able to say that.
Maybe they used to be able to say that. Yeah, and there's more restrictions on health claims that can be made, and you just have to be wary of them. But living a balanced life, loving the people that are with you, and being focused on how you want to be in the world.
Okay. And how do we reach you again?
AnnaMariaMoore.com or Anna@AnnaMariaMoore.com or 917-848-8295. And I look forward to your call.
That's great. We will be back with our final segment with Anna in just a minute. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom, here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Blues Brothers. Who's making love to your old lady while you've been out making love? I don't know. Let's find out. Anna, any thoughts? I think I broke up, Anna. I'm sorry.
It's not my concern.
Let me tell. I guess technically this could be considered food, but we've gone most of this hour and we haven't made a single wiener joke.
You think you're having a bad day?
I'm having a good day.
No one's had a bad day. I'm having a good life.
I'm very happy. I will tell you that in either next week or the week after, we're going to talk about Arnold. We're going to talk about Wiener. We're going to talk about Tiger Woods. We're going to talk about divorce in the news, we'll call it. I don't know if I'll have a guest for that or not, but I think that it's something that the audience may be interested in. I am also going to be speaking with Phil Kamaras, who is opening up a new mediation center. Just so our listeners know, the court system is out of money. So the retired judges, called the Judicial Hearing Officers, or JHOs, have all been fired. The only problem is they're the only ones who tried cases. They're the only ones who did any real work in the courthouses. So those same people are now going to become mediators under Phil's program. And I think it's an important aspect for us to talk about. But we're here with Anna. And let me say that Anna has been my nutritionist, my health coach. And right now I am in the second day of the cleanse. What is the cleanse?
The cleanse is a wonderful opportunity to become very mindful about what you're eating, how you're doing it, your practices around food. It limits your choices for a number of days in order that you're planning your food ahead of time so you can see what time management around food can do for you. It's very liberating, don't you find it?
It is, because I cooked once and I've already got 2 days worth of food.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable.
It's great. And now you have time.
The only problem is that fatty things in the morning.
Well, the thing is that you've chosen option one, but the cleanse that I offer has five options to it.
And I'm an all or nothing kind of guy.
Yeah, you are. And so you could choose to not do that fat in the morning. But the reason that I ask you to have ghee, the cleanse is based on an Ayurvedic practice.
What does that mean?
Which is, the Ayurvedic practice is from India. It's the science of the body and mind working together. And it also affects your moods. So that the idea of this cleanse is that you're going to eat this food, but you have this fat in the beginning of the day so that it cleanses your liver. It helps you propels you into fat burning mode. And that's why you're doing it, all or nothing, is because it propels you into fat burning mode, which helps you burn off old fat that has toxins in it. So you release those toxins, you clean out your liver. If your liver's functioning better, it's going to be warehousing less toxins and fat in your body. And you'll find yourself losing weight and feeling much more energized.
And losing inches.
And you're burning fat instead of sugar. And that's very important, because most of us are eating all day long and medicating ourselves with food or energizing ourselves. But we really have this fat that's stored in our body that's there for emergencies, so that when we're not eating, we can be burning that and feeling very energized, capable, clear thinking, focused.
That's not a positive. That's just a limited time event, the cleanse. It doesn't go on. It's not a lifestyle change.
It's not sustainable, but it's part of my personal practice. I've been doing it for 4 years, and I find that every time I do the cleanse, I learn a lot of things about myself that then I use going forward, so that when I'm making my choices of what I'm eating in my regular day, I'm doing it with much more care, or I'm spending time chewing instead of rushing through the food. And these little mindful practices help make me feel more balanced, and that's why I share it with my clients.
We are virtually out of time. And, you know, the hour with you always goes so fast. I'm hoping that you'll come back again and we can talk more about this.
Thank you very much.
Quickly, tell listeners how they can find you.
At 917-848-8295. At Anna at AnnaMariaMoore.com. Oh, and yes, you can find me at Soulfully Delicious Health Coaching. You can just look that up on the internet and
great.
You'll find me. Thank
great.
You.
Great. This has, I have been with Anna Maria Moore of Soulfully Delicious Health Coaching. I have been talking about moods and food. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. Don't keep us a secret. This has been the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom at TalkingAlternative.com. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye-bye. About the clouds when we're together, just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then please join us starting Monday, May 2nd at 10 a.m. for Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. Please tune in and call as we discuss dating, relationships, and more. Start your week off with Love in the Morning with Marnie Gallison on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Do you want to enhance your company's web presence with an eye-catching and unique website design? Would you like to incorporate professional video marketing or mobile marketing into your organization's marketing campaign? Mission 101 Media offers a unique marketing experience that will set you apart from your competitors, magnify your brand exposure, and enhance your current marketing efforts. Their services include video production and editing, web design, graphic design, photography, social media management, and now introducing mobile marketing. Their motto is, we do whatever it takes to make our clients happy. Contact them today at mission101media.com.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
talkingalternative.com.